There's like, how do I want to go about doing this? There's pressures, just what we see every day, what we're taught, what we're told, the expectations of what we're supposed to look like, how we're supposed to feel, how we internalize that, what our thoughts end up being like. Like, I've done the whole thing and I'm in a really good place that says, look, I've found these five things that I'm obsessed with that don't break the bank, they don't take me forever, and they're getting me really great results. Now, obviously, a huge part of this is exercise, nutrition, and sleep. We're not talking about any of that today. We're talking about the other fun stuff. So,
welcome to Systemize Your Life. This is your go-to podcast for work-from-home moms who are desperate to reclaim control, find order, and escape the never-ending cycle of overwhelm. Hi, I'm your host, Chelsea Joe. I've dedicated this show to modern women just like you who are eager to give their very best to their home, family, and work, all without losing themselves in the process. Get ready to discover the systems you need to craft powerful relationships, get organized, keep up on that housework, manage your time like a boss, love those babies well, and maybe even sneak in a date night or two. If you are tired of hopelessly watching life pass you by, then it's time to grab your ticket off that hot mess express and join me in life where systems do all the heavy lifting. This is where you transform your chaos into confidence and take your life from overwhelmed to organized. What do you say, friends? Let's do this. Get out your calendars, ladies, because it is time to save the date. Spring is well underway and it is time to freshen up. I'm so excited to announce that I am going to be bringing back the Spring Refresh Challenge again this year, right here on the Systemize Your Life podcast. Mark your calendars for April 8th through the 11th because I have prepared 4 jam-packed days with life-changing information that you get access to for free right here through your earbuds. This Spring Refresh Challenge is going to help you whip your home, schedule, and to-do list into shape so you can finally catch a break and get out of the weeds. This is a 4-day challenge with homework geared to help you implement everything you're learning, plus some really fun daily prizes. And for one lucky winner, you're going to get free access into Systemize Your Life and Systemize Your Biz. Yep, you heard that right. Want to know how it works? All you have to do is tune in right here on the Systemize Your Life podcast, April 8th through the 11th, for 4 days of incredible information. Then go over to my Facebook community and share your homework. It's really that simple. Make sure you don't miss out on the fun. So mark your calendars for April 8th through April 11th. Then head over to our community at chelseajoe.co/spring-refresh-challenge. Hope to see you there. Who is so excited? We are getting so much closer. Next week, we are going to hang out with each other for 4 days. I'm super excited. I've been recording content and we have all of the posts, everything ready to make sure that the community knows exactly how to participate and have so much fun. So I know you've been hearing me talk about it a ton on the podcast, and it's because I want you to come and have a good time. I also want you to learn so much, and I want you to make a ton of progress. I have to say that today's episode is really fun. It's super light. It's something that you can walk away and feel really good about, because next week it's time to get to work, like real work, nitty gritty. I'm leading you through some of the coolest stuff that I do in my own life, and I know you are dying to. Maybe I shouldn't be so enthusiastic about that. Maybe you're not dying to get into the weeds and do a refresh. Maybe you don't want to do it, but you want to be on the other side of it, and I'm going to help you get there. So make sure that you are all plugged in, and truly the only thing that you have to do is listen here on the podcast. And if you want a chance to win daily prizes or win like the big, 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 big gift at the very end, after all 4 days, then you'll want to be over inside of the Facebook group. And that big gift obviously is a free all access pass into my VIP Systemize Your Life and Systemize Your Biz, which is valued at over $1,000. So that is amazing. Somebody's going to win that, and it's probably going to be you. So you better show up and you better have a good time, because we're really excited.
everybody here at ChelseaJo.co is looking forward to it. But today I am bringing you something that is honestly really important to me. My beauty routine has obviously changed over the years, but I definitely am a girl that cares about how she presents herself. And if I'm being really, really, really open and honest, one of the number one reasons why I started this podcast is because for a season in my life when I was really swamped with a lot of really hard things, one of the comments that I was getting a lot from when I would show up to work or hang out with my friends is, "How are you always so put together?" Those were always the words that they would use. And it's because, not because I'm so put together or there's anything great or special about me, but this was something that, and is something that I've always cared to put my time and energy into. And so I was making time for it. And for a lot of women, that stuff just goes on the back burner. And that's okay if it's not you. But I do know that there are a lot of women that feel so much more productive by being able to take care of themselves. And when we become moms, it's like the last thing that we do. And that's hard. You know, that feels heavy. It feels sad. And, you know, I'm definitely no psychologist, but what I know is that whenever we take care of ourselves, it changes our mental state. It changes our psyche just as much as making your bed does every morning, getting up and getting dressed. I can't give you the science behind it, but I know there is. I've read enough about it, and I know what happens in my own life when I get up and am I like dressed like perfectly every day? Absolutely not. My hair's grody most of the time. Not grody, but you know, my hair washing routine is what it is. Like, but I try, and I have these beauty routines that even I'll just say, like, we went on vacation, so I didn't do any of these. I did all of my beauty routines before I went in to vacation because I knew it was just going to be like go, 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 go while we were at Disneyland. And I'll talk to you a little bit about what the benefit is of my top five. But I didn't do them when I came back. It was like trying to recoup from being on vacation. And so I didn't do them then. So it was like 2 full weeks. And I immediately noticed the difference. I was negative every time I looked at myself in the mirror. My face and my skin, it felt grody. These are things that I think when you're in your 20s, you just don't care about. And then when you're in your 30s, you hear everybody talking about it. And you're like, yeah, cool. But then whenever you hit your 40s, you're like, okay, we should probably get serious about this. And you probably should get serious about it well before you hit 40. And I've been trying for so long in my nighttime routine for the past 5 years, like literally since I was 34. For whatever reason, I remember 34 being the year where I was like, okay, I want to start taking care of my skin and my hair and my nails, right along with every other internal part of my body because of how great it made me feel. So then 2 days ago, I was like, all right, so I've been making time for it again, the way that I should, the way that I know I had been doing. And it's been amazing. Absolutely incredible. The confidence that I show up with, I'm so much more radiant, honestly, when I'm taking care of myself. And call me vain, you can, but it's really not. It's not about what other people think about me. Although I really do care to make my husband smile. He smiles even when I'm not. But like, it's those extra fun things of taking care of myself as I would whenever I was dating him. Those types of things are special to me. And I want to be able to, not always, you know, and it's definitely not an expectation around here. So please understand this and don't interpret this incorrectly. This is fun for me. This is a gift. This is a blessing. And it's something that makes me feel amazing. But truth be told, I don't have a ton of time. I don't have a ton of time. And I also, a huge part of this, I'm just like every other woman. And I just refuse to do it the chemical way, the invasive way. And I have talked to a lot of women and I do a lot of reading on, women who have taken care of themselves naturally that I am like, that is how I want to take care of myself. I want to be that fit and that lean, and I want to be that radiant when I'm in my late 40s, my 50s, my 60s, my 70s. What is that woman doing, you know? And no shade to anybody that doesn't do it this way, but this is something that I feel really convicted about. And I know that it takes more time and it takes more energy to take care of myself with these ways. And the time and the amount of consistency that we have to put into things instead of a quick injection or a quick therapy or whatever it might be, there's a lot of benefit to that in the fact that you get so much time back, right? And I know that, and those are things that I have battled with for so many years. Like, how do I want to go about doing this? There's pressures, just what we see every day, what we're taught, what we're told, the expectations of what we're supposed to look like, how we're supposed to feel, how we internalize that, what our thoughts end up being like. Like, I've done the whole thing, and I'm in a really good place that says, look, I've found these 5 things that I'm obsessed with that don't break the bank, they don't take me forever, and they're getting me really great results. Now, obviously, a huge part of this is exercise, nutrition, and sleep. We're not talking about any of that today. We're talking about the other fun stuff. So before I go on this huge soapbox any further, I just felt like it was important for you to know, like, my heart behind this and why these things are important to me and why it's fun to me to be engaged in this stuff. I want to share with other people what systems I use that are working for me, that bring me joy, that help me be productive, that make me feel really incredible about being a wife and a mom and a business owner and just me and everything that I was called to be. And a huge part of that is the way that I take care of myself. So let's jump into these 5 things. The first one, a lot of these, they're coming in like 2s. They come together in a pair. So my first beauty routine that I am super excited to share with you, you're gonna write down exfoliation and self-tanner. So this is like my whole body, like all my skin. It's a lot of different things that you can do here, okay? For me, it's exfoliation. I have not yet gotten on the dry brushing train, but it's coming. It's just not a part of my life consistently yet. I've done it a few times. That's a whole thing that I love, but my exfoliation is an actual exfoliation mitt. After I've soaked in the tub or been in a very long hot shower, I do this once a week. I do this on my entire body. And I don't know if you are familiar, there are these like day spas that you can go to. And I went to one in LA once and it was like, I can't remember. It's a Korean. That's what it was. It's a Korean day spa. And like, they literally exfoliate you down to your bones. I swear to you, it was a very interesting experience. But if you've ever been to one, praise the Lord. It is your skin. You remember the first time you ever shaved your legs? What that felt like? That's what it feels like after you do this exfoliation on your entire body. And it's like legit eraser flakes all over the shower. Gross. I know. But it is, I'm telling you, my skin has never glown so radiant. And then I found an incredibly clean self-tanner. It's by a company called Beauty by Earth. There's no oxidation. One of the women that I follow on Instagram showed this like funny video of her putting herself in a self-tanner bag that she sleeps in so her sheets don't turn green. And I almost died. I was like, what is actually happening? I didn't even know that was a thing. So this is just like a lotion that I rub in. They also have a foam. It doesn't smell. It doesn't have dyes in it. And it is the most natural. I get compliments all the time, all the time. And so I try and do this once a week on Sundays. It doesn't always happen. So then sometimes I do it every 2 weeks. So the exfoliation takes 10 minutes. I'm kind of cheating on this one. Sorry. Yeep. The exfoliation takes 10 minutes and the lotion takes 10 minutes. So this one technically is 20 minutes. I know I lied a little bit. Sorry. Okay. Number 2 is my gua sha and my yarrow palm oil from doTERRA. So gua sha you can get from Target. I think even Walgreens has them. You can get them off of Amazon. It's just the little stone that you gua sha your face with. Look up YouTube videos. There's all different kinds of ways that you can do it. And I pair this with yarrow palm. So it's pomegranate oil and yarrow oil, and it's like bright blue. You could pair it with anything. I will tell you, obviously I love doTERRA, and you can go to chelseajoe.co/oils and you can find this there. But there's also another company called Primally Pure, and they sell an like amazing skin oils that you can use. So both of those companies I really stand behind here, but this is something that I try and do every day, but it doesn't happen every single day. I am getting to it probably 4 times, if not 5 times a week now. And I'm doing my gua sha with my yarrow palm oil, like a really good, clean oil for your skin. Okay, number three is, this is my favorite one. This one's such a game changer. If you are, there are some women even doing this in their 20s. If you feel tempted to get Botox, this is for you. Or if you are getting Botox and you don't want to get it anymore, this is for you. So this is a facial toner and my wrinkle patches. I'm obsessed, literally obsessed. I use the wrinkle patches from Frownies and I literally cast my face almost every single night. And I'm telling you, this is magical. It is magical. The crow's feet, the 11s, my forehead lines, like they're gone. They come back at the end of the day, but you keep doing it. And like, I kid you not, I can't even. They make silicone patches. One of my best friends, she's obsessed with the silicone patches. Like there's a lot of different patches that you can use for wrinkles. Amazing. And I love to pair it. So before I put them on, I put my facial toner all over and then it super hydrates my skin. I use an aloe-based one from, and an essential oil-based one from doTERRA, but there's really clean facial toners anywhere that you can use. And that this honestly does take less than 10 minutes and the gua sha takes less than 10 minutes too. It's really fun if you do these two back to back. Gua sha your face for about 5 minutes and then put your facial toner on and do your wrinkle patches. I really love that together. Okay, number four is a lip scrub and an overnight lip treatment. This beauty routine is one of my favorites. One of my favorites. Any kind of lip scrub that you can get. I've had a homemade one that I've used for a long time. And then I also use one from a company called Synergence. And I get all of my makeup from Synergence. It's not 100% organic and clean, which I have. I used to use Crunchy Cosmetics for a long time. And they are very clean. Their performance just wasn't as great as Synergence. And Synergence is pretty good with keeping their stuff pretty clean. And not a ton of chemicals. So they have probably my favorite lip scrub. I do really love it because it's super gentle, but it works really well. And then my overnight lip treatment is just Burt's Bees. It comes in like a little, it's not the chapstick. It's their overnight lip treatment from Burt's Bees. I get it at, I think you can find it at Target. I don't know if Walmart has it. It might, but I get it from Sprouts, which is where I do my grocery shopping. And you can also get it on Amazon. Okay, number five, this is not super clean, but it does take less than 10 minutes and it's my favorite one that I literally cannot live without, and it's my nails. I love to have my nails done and I literally redo my nails every single weekend. I love to go get my nails done, but honestly, it destroyed my nails. It just destroys them and it's so expensive and my nails grow so fast that every 2 weeks I was going and spending $65 to $80 and I was like, hard pass, I cannot, this is not in the budget. Like this is not in the budget and I wanted it to be, but like, no, I'd rather get my wrinkle patches for real because I am using Olive & June nail polish. Obsessed. It's not super chemical free. It's really not. But again, there are some things that like, I've taken chemicals out of literally almost everything and me doing my own nails versus going to the nail salon, I don't even know what they're putting on my nails. This is a really great alternative for me and it lasts so long. So Olive & June is a nail polish that you can literally get anywhere. They have two options now. They have the quick dry, which does not last as long. I get their original. And it goes on and they have dry drops and it dries immediately. You got to be a little bit careful, but it's not like they're wet forever. And I wear this for 7 days and I redo it every single weekend. They also have press-ons that are incredible, super amazing. I just like being able to change up my colors. I probably will show this on Instagram so you can come over. If you don't hang out with me on Instagram, come over and hang out with me on Instagram. I'm going to show you my Olive & June collection. My drawer in my vanity literally looks like a nail salon from Olive & June. It's so bad. And like they keep releasing new colors and new like glosses and stuff. And I'm like obsessed. I'm so obsessed. And it's honestly, it's like $7 a bottle for this stuff. And Target has quite a few, but if you go online, there's so many options. They get to you super quick. It's fun. They have the whole shoot and match. They have everything that you could possibly need. And I just like ditched every single nail option that I had. I just set up this system and now I'm good to go. It's super easy. We get in, we get out. I literally paint my nails in less than 10 minutes, the whole thing. And then the next week when I redo them, I don't have to do anything. So I go super short. I do it one weekend, then my nails grow out. So I get 2 full weeks with 10 minutes on the first week and 5 minutes on the next week. Nail polish off, new nail polish on, boom, done. And it has taken practice. I know some of us are not so great at painting our own nails, but the way that they have their brushes designed, and they even have this thing, they call it a poppy, that you put on the nail polish that makes it to where you can paint your nails really great. I told you, I'm obsessed. So thanks for hanging out with me and having a little girl sesh, because I feel like I just told you all of my girly secrets. And these are things that I literally sit down and I talk to my girlfriends about. I text them, I send pictures of them. So thanks for being a part of this episode with me. I hope that you do come back and share with me any of the fun stuff. If you have questions, please feel free to reach out on Instagram or come over into the Facebook group. Share what your beauty routines are, because everybody has them. And it's really fun to know what you guys are doing, especially when it's effective, it's efficient, and bonus points if it is super clean. All right, friend, I'll meet you back here real soon for another episode on the Systemize Your Life podcast.
Before we wrap up today's episode, I want to extend a sincere invitation to you, an incredible wife, mom, and woman who has serious dreams of making change, to really take what you learned today and implement even just a small part of it in your life. When you make changes, it inspires everyone around you. If today's episode resonated with you, I'm certain it will resonate with others too. So head over to iTunes, hit that subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. Your review will help more women discover our podcast and join our supportive community. But your impact doesn't stop there. You hold the power to motivate and equip the women closest to you in your life with a simple, "Hey girl, let's do this together." Text this episode to your best friend, or maybe even your mama. Whoever it is in your life that's knee-deep in the same kind of chaos you're in, they need to know about this system too. And if you're feeling fancy, you can even take a screenshot of this episode, tag me, and post it to your stories. Because together, we can create a trail of wisdom for all the incredible women around us, reshaping how we not only care for ourselves, but each other. I can't wait to connect with you on Instagram until we meet back here again real soon for the next episode on the Systemize Your Life podcast.